Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Well, after the hour, thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zabar is here. Jeffrey is a coming up on 19-year member of our Brain Trust. He is an award-winning journalist. He's a wordsmith extraordinaire. He's the author of three books on being home base, which he has made an art form of. He operates the Worm Camp for us out here on Main Street. He's our good friend, Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be with you.
It's good to have you back. So what's happening out on in the Charmed Quark world?
In the Charmed Quark world, I got to tell you, you know what? One of the things that any business owner, you don't have to be a micropreneur like myself, you know, that Charmed Quark party of one. You know, you could run a Fortune, 200 corporation and sometimes have to reflect. And sort of take into mind, we all get, if we have any sort of investments or are, sort of planning on making an investment into something, there's always that one line on the prospectus that says, past performance is no guarantee of future results.
Mm-hmm. That should be over our morning mirror, shouldn't it?
Exactly, because as we look out on 2018, and we're sort of, we're off the back nine. We're stepping off the 18th green and, started heading into the clubhouse
for a beer.
Look
at you giving golf metaphors. I've never seen you do that before.
Yeah, I don't play golf. I just
I know
use metaphors. There you go. But as the year is coming to a close and we're sort of assessing and sort of, taking stock of what we've accomplished, say you had a banner year, okay? Say you had a lousy year. There's no reason that this year has to carry over into next year. Past performance is no guarantee of future
mm-hmm.
results. That's a positive.
It works both ways, doesn't it?
It works both ways.
Sword, yeah.
Absolutely. It cuts both ways. And so I think one of the things we have to do, though, is aside from looking at our, I've been talking to my accountant, and they've been looking at my numbers, telling me what I may owe or may get as a refund of overpayment in tax deposits for the year.
Oh, for those days of refund.
Yeah, seriously. So, yeah, I don't think we're going that route this year, so or at least going to be so lucky. But we're taking stock, and we're looking at what we did. And so, but, of course, December is not the time to be doing that or to be taking the stock, although here we are, mid-December. It's a good time to do so if we haven't. Who's been good to you? Who's been your strongest, among your strongest clients, your strongest allies? Not just clients, not people who pay you money, but people who are just good to you, maybe referral sources, people who bring value to a relationship and who you hopefully bring value to that relationship with them.
Mm-hmm.
Take stock of what all you've accomplished this year and how you're able to make sure that while, again, past performance may not guarantee future results, you might be able to help guarantee improved tidings for the coming year.
Especially when you look at things that, and even though past performance and all that is true, there are some things that are indicators of what's to come. And if someone or some relationship or some strategy or some policy, if it didn't work last time, you got to assume if something doesn't change, it's not going to work next time.
Right.
Or if something did work, you can't presume, as you said, that it's going to be good next year.
Right.
I mean, there are some serious. It's time to take a serious look at everything.
Right. Right.
At business. I mean, I've got a couple of business relationships. I've got to have some prayer meetings with in the next 30 days.
Yeah.
And because the service is slipping.
Right.
And I've got to have a serious conversation with them about it. And I'm not looking forward to it.
Right.
But it's got to happen. Because I show up every day. I do my job.
Right.
This doesn't work if other people don't do their job.
Right. Absolutely. And you have to make sure that you're again, that double-edged sword or that two sides of the equation. You have to make sure that you're delivering. So nobody can come to you and say,
exactly right.
Hey, Jeff, hey, Jim, we got to rethink this relationship. That's the last thing you want to hear. It's one thing if, I lost a big client a couple of years ago because their market had tanked. and they were making a major sort of bloodletting within their marketing department, which copywriting fell into.
Mm-hmm.
So not only, you know, did they have to let go, you know, several people, they let go a lot of their contract freelance
mm-hmm.
work. And so that's a conversation you can't, you know, I came back and I said, I'm always here for you. Anything you need down the road, you know, keep my number, yada, yada. You know, that was nothing I could have avoided. That was a market condition. But when someone calls or you're late on product, I mean, I work with a lot of clients who they laud that I'm on time with my work. I'm like, you know, a lot of people, they're like weeks late with the product. I'm like,
right.
Weeks late.
I don't understand that.
No, you continue to work with them. What's up with that? So make sure that, you know, in the work that you do, that you're the person that they either turn to or, you know, that they speak highly of.
Make sure you're not the one they're about to have that prayer meeting with, that like I'm going to have with some people.
Exactly.
You know, I was dealing with someone recently, and they didn't have it right. They didn't get my what I needed right.
Right.
And I said, I want you to get it right. And they said, well, I'll have to go back to so and so and get them to read it. And I said, you know what? Around here we call that service.
Right. Right.
We don't complain. And I'll tell you one thing: the customer sure as heck never hears about it.
Right.
They actually said that to me out loud.
You know,
I'm the customer.
Yes. It's like, yes, Jim.
And I'm not
I'm
a little bitty customer.
Right.
To them.
Right. It's like, I'm sorry, I will absolutely take care of that. You know, it's like, if the business means something to you.
Well, even if the business doesn't mean anything, as long as if you're serving people, if they're counting on you,
right.
Do your job.
Right, right.
But that's the thing, when you talk about past performance, is no guarantee of future results. That goes both ways, and there's something at the heart of that, though. Right? It's, you mentioned economic conditions.
Yeah.
You got to decide, okay, is that what happened? Did I drop the ball? Did they drop the ball? Did one of my people drop the ball?
Right.
You
got to,
whatever you're going into the new year with, if you want things to be better and improved, you better find out what works and what doesn't work.
Right. And like you said,
January the 30th is not when you need to find out.
You know, it's interesting because quickly, and I know we're probably coming up on an end, but you made a comment, leading into this about needing to stop and
yeah.
maybe needing to pivot.
Not knowing when, and that's a hard decision.
It's a hard decision, but it's sometimes the hard decision to make,
yeah.
And more importantly, you have to see it. You know, sometimes we make decisions that, sure, hindsight's 20/20, and we don't realize it until way after
yep.
the fact. But you have to be willing, eyes wide open, be willing to make a hard change.
Yep. Hold on to that thought. JeffreyZabar.com. Got words.com, chiefhomeofficer.com. Those are his websites. Check that out. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blackstone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.